Hi, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Shemini. I got to tell you this story. It's nuts. Yesterday I was traveling from Boca Raton to the Miami International Airport in order to get home for Shabbos. Flight's at 12 o'clock. I left with plenty of time. Wanted to try to be there at 9:45. When I left my GPS, I'm going to get there 9:47. Perfectly fine. I'm taking the what's it called, the Sun Pass. I have an easy pass, so I can travel on the express lane. I'm flying down there. It's making good time, 87 miles per hour. Everybody else doing the same thing. About 45 minutes away from the airport, all of a sudden everything stops, shut down, nothing moving. What happened? There must have been some sort of a crazy accident on the express lane. I'm listening to Michael, my B'tachon Shmuz. I'm saying over Pesukim B'tachon, I know by heart. I'll be okay. That's Hashem. I'll be okay. I'm listening. Believe in Hashem. But you know, the bad traffic gets worse. And what made matters a little bit more scary for me is that the GPS doesn't identify the express lane. So my GPS was just going schizophrenic on me, going berserk on me. But I wasn't afraid because I know that eventually I'm going to get to the airport, because there must be signs in the express lane for the airport. But as time keeps on going and the traffic builds up and getting worse, I'm getting really nervous. I'm really starting to, you know, I'm trying to hold on to my B'tachon. I'm trying to believe in Hashem, but it's getting more and more difficult. Finally, I get off the exit and the GPS takes me to the airport offices, not anywhere near the airport. And I'm freaking out because this is like, it's already an hour and 15 minutes before the flight. I'm going nuts. The GPS took me to the wrong place again. I don't know what's going on. I'm banging on the steering wheel. I'm asking Hashem, please don't do this to me. I need to get home to my family for Shabbos. I need to get home. Finally, I get to the car return. I give it to the car return. I got to run with my luggage. In Miami, there's a Mia mover. Okay, which is like these moving sidewalks to help you get to where you're going. Most of them were under construction. I didn't know what I'm doing. I'm going nuts. I gotta hold on. I'm walking quickly as I can. I'm a tall guy, so I'm walking quickly. Finally, I get to the LL counter. Nobody's there. I go over to the guy behind the counter. He looks at me. He says, "The gate's closed." I say, "No, please, you gotta help me." He says, "Let me see your passport." I give him my passport. He checks it in. He says, "Okay, I think I'll get you through." He goes on the CB, but your luggage might not get there. I don't know when your luggage will get there. It might get there on Sunday. I said, "Fine. But you sure you can take me in?" "Yeah, no problem." Meanwhile, my heart's pounding. I'm looking at the clock. 11:15, a 12 o'clock flight. How the heck is this happening that I'm able to get through at 11:15? I don't know. I'm starting to calm down, but I'm still like way, way beside myself here. He gives me a special escort in order to be able to get through security quickly, even though I have clear, but clear would have taken double time. This guy's cutting me the whole line. I get through the whole line and I'm like trying to calm down. I get through the guy through the security, where they scan your body, the body scan. They had to do it a second time. I come out and they have to pat me down because of my tits. Anyway, so I understood this. The police officer, nice guy, he looks at me and goes, "God bless." He looks at me in a nice way and says, "God bless." I said, "Great." He says, "Yes, God bless all good people." Then he says to me, "I have to check you down because of the tzitzit." It says Lorenzo on his tag. Anyway, as he's patting me down from the top of my body to the bottom my body on the sides, he says the following words, and I'm not kidding you, I'm not making this up. Shema Yisrael Ado with a noi, hello, Kenu Ado Echad. I was like, what is this about? Hashem, I trusted you. I tried to trust you. I got a little crazy, but you showed me the whole way there. Whatever I had to go through, I had to go through, but Hashem took me through to the end. Hashem, thank you. Thank you so, so much. May you all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Mashiach comes.